Before Yom Tov, we were learning the end of this shuv from Das Kohen on the two pages that I hope you'll have. Just to finish that and to return to the Eretz HaTorah. Here at the end of this tshuva, which is a tshuva in halacha, we saw how Rav Kook is giving chizik to a Rosh Hashiva who was sharing with Rav Kook the fact that he has implemented a program of learning in the yeshiva Yos Shemayim, Sifrei Musar, Machshove, we don't know which svarim, but that it's become part of the Seder Hayyim. And what Rav Kook is explaining, what we've been learning the last two times that we were reading this tshuva, was how this limud of Yiras Shamayim and Emunah is not only something which can strengthen a person's relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and if it were that alone, Dayenu, that would itself be wonderful. But it's not only that. It's that Rav Kook is explaining that the entire approach of the yeshiva bacher, of the student, to nigla, to what he's learning in Gemara and in Halacha, depends upon the Ratzain HaNafshi, the will and the desire of the soul that is opened up and that is strengthened by means of these limudim of learning more and more in Yonam of Amunah and Yerushalayim. And therefore all of their Hatzlacha and all of our Hatzlacha in learning the prote protim of Yiddishkeit, which is what we've been talking about in this parak in Eretz HaTorah, of learning all the ins and outs of Torah Hashem, and all of the millions of details in Shas and Paiskim, in order for us to be able to be excited in that learning, in order for us to be able to not only survive, but to thrive in the world of the Torah de Lasata, of the Torah down here below in this world, we must constantly be connected to the Torah de la Eila. This is what we've been learning. To the Torah above, to the root and source, to the klal of Torah. And only when a person is filled with a deep feeling for the Kedushas HaTorah that comes from learning more and more and more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more limudim of Amunah in Yerushalayim, then as a result of that, the person has a tremendous cheshek. The yeshiva bach will have more and more of a cheshek to connect to each and every detail of the Torah, understanding or feeling more and more how all of the details connect to the bigger picture of the Torah de la Eila of Hashem. And as a result of that, each word of Torah becomes more and more precious, and is filled with much more meaning, and there's much more of a cheshek, and all, therefore all the hatzlacha, even in learning nigla, depends on this feeling that every single moment that is spent learning Torah, you're involved in something very big and something very, very great. Otherwise, as we've seen and we spoke about a lot, otherwise, if there is that separation, if there's that detachment from the Torah, between the Torah de la Eila, of the Torah de la Zata from the Torah de la Eila, Then especially now, with such a hest upon him, there's so many things that are distracting us from learning, a person will simply feel a lifelessness and an emptiness in the prote protim of his learning, and will not sense that there's something greater and there's something bigger that's happening with each and everything that he's learning. It's not connected to the bigger picture. And this is what Rav Kook is talking about here at the end. We're on the second page. We just started the paragraph on the right hand column, the Machshavas Ke'ela. Do you have it? The Machshavas Ke'ela. We already read a few lines, we'll just go over it. I just wanted to, before I forget, I wanted to give Baruch Hashem an update that the first chelik, hopefully, of the shiurim in English is going to be coming out, we hope, by Elul. Because it's already being worked on and edited, and thanks to the unbelievable mysterious nefesh of Shimmy Klein and the other chevra that are financing it. So the first chelik, Mitzvah Hashem, we hope, will be ready with the shiurim I think the first six prakim, five or six prakim to come out, we hope, Mitzvah Ma'el, on the Arisat Shuva. So somebody asked me about that, and it's already in the final stages of preparation, Mitzvah Shem. B'machshavas ke'ela, she'yutzu lifnei ha'talmidim. With these thoughts, where the students understand that their eternal hatzlacha, that all of their hatzlacha in this world, not just in the next world, but even hatzlachas chaya oyla, depends, levad mash hatzlacha nitzchis, not only hatzlacha, what's going to be after this world, but in this world, Hatzlacha, where you're spending your whole life in this, Hatzlacha's Chai Olam, Hitluya depends on Ba'is Amid, Shati Er Shemaim, Mr. Resh's Bekev Levav Ma'atar, depends on the degree to which true Yer Shemaim becomes rooted deep, deep in the pure heart. El Gamzai She'etzim Hatzlacha's Atar Shalham. The Hatzlacha in learning. The Hatzlacha in learning, meaning the success in learning. Shas and Poskim, learning Nigla. Depends on this as well. If somebody could understand, if you tell me that it's going to be good for me in Olam Haba, if I learn about Amun and Yerushalayim, or it'll help me maybe, even it'll even help me in my feeling of connection towards Yiddishkeit, towards Torah Mitzvahs, while I'm alive in this world. But if you say, no, it's not just that. You want to improve your understanding of the Gemara. You want to improve your understanding of Halacha. You want to improve your understanding of all that you're learning. To understand it better. To be able to learn better. And we should keep this in mind. This is not only for teachers. This is not only for Rebbeim. This is for all parents and future parents. All parents and future parents. Fathers and mothers. That our children should have a slacha in their learning, that their hearts and their minds should open up, and that they should be excited about their learning, because remember, at a very early age they're going to be given lots and lots of chomer, lots of material. They're going to be shown lots of things. It starts off with the aleph beis, and then it becomes the parsha, and then the haggadah, and pirkei avos, and then it becomes mishnayos. For the boys in Gemara, and then becomes some of the girls, more advanced in Tanakh, and in other things. And there's going to be tons and tons of psukim, tons of mishnayos, tons of Gemara, later on tons of Tosis, and so on, that they're going to be exposed to. And as parents, we have to worry about whether or not they're going to get lost, God forbid, in all of those pratim, like many of the kids feel. Lost in all of these mishnayos, all these psukim, and all of these gemaras, or whether or not they're going to become increasingly connected to Hashem and more excited about their learning, and not only connected to Hashem's book, but their learning itself will become deeper and become richer, and will make them into greater and greater Jews. That's a concern of every parent, not only a teacher, not only a rabbi. Not only a leader of many, many people, but in each family. That's what Rav Kook is explaining. Etzem hatzlach as a Torah shalom. They're hatzlach in learning. Etzem hatzlach as a Torah shalom. Bein b'his gadlus kerech hashkeda. First of all, when it comes to increasing the kerech hashkeda, hashkeda means the hasmada, the amount of time that a person wants to put into learning. Last time before Yom Tov we talked, I was poking it a little fun, but it's sad fun, at how the Ben Hazmanim, we see that there's so much of the Chevra that they don't, so much of the Chevra they don't feel any interest or desire to learn when they're not obligated to learn, when they're not sitting in Yeshiva. Of course, you have many that do, but many that don't. So the Shkeda, that a person, that a boy should want to learn, that a boy should want to learn more and more and more, and then even a girl, again, there's no Indian of Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, but that she should be excited and to want to learn more, and not to be depressed every time it means, you know, going back to school or returning to learning. I don't want to be depressed about the English stuff, but not depressed about Limud HaTorah. So ben bezgalus kach hashkeda, shkeda means how much time you put in, hasmada, or ben behargoshes hanoyim, and also a feeling of the pleasantness, a feeling of the noyim, of the pleasantness, the ni'imus, hatanu, the pleasure, the delight, v'hasimcha, and the simcha, and the joy. When a person enjoys something, then he wants more of it. Okay, that doesn't need any explanation. When somebody enjoys something, he wants more. So we have to ask ourselves, what is it that's wrong? Why don't the children want more and more? Not when I say the children, there are plenty to do, but why are there so many children and adults that don't want more and more and more Torah? Why don't they want more Torah? The answer can't be that there's something, God forbid, wrong with Torah. Torah is Hashem Tamima. And it says in the Pasuk, Torah is Hashem Tamima, and it's Meshivas Nefesh. Meshivas Nefesh. So, what's wrong? What's the problem? Why isn't there more learning and more excitement over learning and so on? So there are people who think that it's a matter of training the teachers more in certain techniques, and certain kinds of assignments that are necessary. There's truth to all of that. Anything we could do to make things better, there's truth to that. But that's not the shayrus. That's not the shayrus. It's not the root of the problem. The root of the problem is what we're learning about. It's that disconnect between heaven and earth. It's the disconnect between Torah down here below and the Torah above, which causes it to be a feeling of complete and total irrelevance when I'm learning these things. It's just not relevant. It's not talking to me. When they get older, they'll tell you that. When they're younger, they just sit and they go through the motions. As they get older, it's just not talking to them. It's not talking to them. They don't understand what the Gemara has to do. What does this Gemara have to do with it? What does this mean to me? It's when a person doesn't feel that something is talking to him. Can you imagine anything else in the world? You say to a person, you see this guy's like a guy's majoring in Latin. I don't think anybody does that in America, I don't think. But guy's majoring in Latin. He asks him, why are you majoring in Latin? He says, because there's nothing in the world that I hate as much as Latin. So why are you majoring in it?
Challenge.
Yeah, the challenge, okay. Yeah, there's nothing that I hate as much as Latin. And by the way, that's lahavdil, that's what they'll tell the boys. You just keep on learning, keep on doing it, keep on doing it, and you'll come to love it. Which happens in some cases, because the Torah has such unbelievable light. It could win you over. Much easier than anything else to win a person over. But there's no other thing in the world that's like that. I was talking about this before Yom Tov. So you're majoring in Latin and you hate it. So where's that going to take the person? If he's able to overcome that, and somehow he's through his going more and more in Latin, he begins to like it. So maybe it'll have a happy ending. But most likely not. And when it comes to Lahavdil, El Fafa Havdalah, is this all we have to tell to our generation? Just keep on learning, keep on learning, keep on learning, and at some point you're going to like it? Why is there a feeling of irrelevance? It's Taras Hashem. It's Kehem Chayne V'Arech Yemein. It's Hu Yiftach Li Benu B'Sarosov, Yosim Li Benu Ahavosov Yerosov. And every Jew has inside of him a Chelek L'Kom Yimam. So why doesn't he want to learn? And the parents are sitting around, and the rebellion and the principals are scratching their heads. We don't get it. How come they don't want to learn? So the Torah says, we'll give more shmuzin about how important it is to learn. And throw in a couple of scary things too, maybe here and there. And maybe, you know, over time, you just keep on doing it. It works sometimes. But in many, many cases, it doesn't work. There's no talent. There's no pleasure. There's no joy. Simcha in learning Torah, as the Avni Nezer explains in his introduction, Tegel Tal, joy when with learning Torah, joy is not like a fringe benefit. It's not an extra feature. Simcha is a tnai in Limud Torah. It's a condition in learning Torah. Simcha is a condition in learning Torah. Without simcha, Torah doesn't make it into a person's kishkas. And Rav Kook is explaining that the simcha, the joy, the tanag, the ni'imus of learning, can only come when the person realizes that every single second that he or she spends in that pasuk, in that mishnah, in that gemara, in that taisus, is a moment that's spent in chaye arlam mamish. It's a moment that's spent in the arms of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a moment that's spent in the Elyonim. And therefore, he says that the Tanuga Simcha Medivya Torah that he has from the Gemara Usvara, from learning a piece of Gemara, and the Svara and the thinking and the logic, that's the Rabbeinu Shlomo's mind. But if a person was never introduced to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, that he's not particularly concerned with what he's thinking about. If somebody would come over to me and say, I want you to spend the rest of your life, telling you what Moshe Kapaya is thinking about. He says, I don't know who Moshe Kapaya is. I never met Moshe Kapaya. I'm not interested in what he has to say. So what do you say? Just say, read his stuff and you'll see. It's interesting, it's good. Which is what we're doing. Just say, read, learn. It's interesting, it's good. And it's true. But as we spoke about earlier, it's a million times better. And you can't even compare. If the person has a relationship with Moshe Kapaya, oh, he knows Moshe Kapaya, he loves Moshe Kapaya. And every single word, like we were talking about before Yontif, every single word is like something that's written in a love letter. And is savored. And is appreciated. And that's where the Onig and the Simcha come from. Migemara v'svar, migir sevashina, by learning, by chazering, by reviewing, bein be'etzem ha'tzlocha ha'sichlis. That the person of ha'tzlocha ha'sichlis, that intellectually he should be successful in understanding the learning. And understanding what he's learning. You think it's only with children? If you say to a child, 1 plus 1, a little kid, 1 plus 1 equals 2, he goes, what? 1 plus 1 equals 2, I don't know what you're talking about. And you take a little teddy bear, and you take a little train, and you say, here's one teddy bear, one train, now you got two. Oh, now we're talking. I understand. Because he has a shaykhus to the teddy bear. He has a shaykhus to the train. So now we're talking, he understands. So he doesn't have the seichel to understand 1 plus 1 equals 2. It's an abstract idea. Numbers, it's an abstract thing for a kid. 1 plus 1. What does it mean, 1 plus 1? So you take this and you take that, something that he's familiar with. When he's familiar with it, then the seichel opens up. So you think that's just because we grew up that we're not that way also? So we don't have to have the teddy bears and choo-choo trains. But we don't need that. Of course we need that. And every good teacher and every good Rebbe and every good writer uses that all the time to open up different ways of strategies of opening up the seichel, that the seichel should understand. The reason that the child's seichel opens up from that is because he feels a connection to the teddy bear. So he understands that's one teddy bear. So he understands what that means. The Svar Makdashim tells the whole tachlis of Pesach is to come to the end of the Haggadah, which is Echad Miyadeya. And the Svarim say an interesting thing. What's Echad Miyadeya? Shnayim Yadeya. It's Echad Miyadeya. It's all a matter of associations. It says in the Svar Makdashim, you know, like the game that they have that the children play, and they use, even when you're older, somebody says a word and then you think of you say the first thing that comes to your mind, right? It says chocolate, vanilla, whatever. Someone says the first thing that comes to their mind. Right? It's called associations. I think that's what they. That's, and the person, what comes to the person? So the avoda of emuna over the yontif of Pesach has to bring a person to such a place in his emuna that when you say to him echad miyadei, he says echad ol kenei b'shmayim ha'aretz. Understand? Shnayim shnei luchos habris. What happens when you go to the street and you stop some guy in the street? You say, what's the association with two? So we'll say two for one on Broadway. I don't know. Two for one tickets for Broadway. Or we'll say twins. Two drinks of beer. Whatever. Whatever his association is with two. When a Jew says, what's two? He says, Shnei Luchos Habris. Three. Others. Arbi Mois. It always comes back, Echad, Echad Elokeinu Shebashamayim V'Aretz. That's what Emunah is. Echad Elokeinu Shebashamayim V'Aretz. That he understands this, but there's nothing that's more relevant to him in the world. What's that game of association? And the therapist, at least, I don't know if they really do that, but in the old television shows, they used to do stuff like that. So, what, you know, if you get some guy, and they're trying to work with the guy, he has some problems, and you say to him, night, darkness, he says, death. And you say, table, he says, coffin. And he says, chicken, shchita. So we know we have a problem, right? We have a problem with this guy, there's something going on. Because everything in his life, he's just the same, it comes back to that Indian. His echad miyadeya is scary. He always comes back to that Indian. That's his whole mitzvah, is to associate things, and everything he sees in his life is a reminder of that terrible thing that's inside of him. Everything he sees is a reminder of that. That a Jew should be able to come to Madrid where you say to him, three, he says, Ovis. Five, Chamishi Chum Shetayim. Six, Shisha Sidra Mishnah. When a person is in that place where everything in the world is a reminder of the Bari Olam, because everything in the Torah de Lasata, everything down below here in this world is so connected to the Torah de La'ela, to the cloud of Hashem. That's what we want to bring our children, that when you say to one of our children, that we say to a child three, he says the obvious. He says to him, six, says Shisha Sidra Mishnah. Not when you say to him, three, he says, three on three, basketball, anybody want to join me? You understand, there's a chiluk. Why does this hit, when the boy hears three, he thinks of getting together for a three on three basketball game? Because he enjoys that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what's relevant to him. That's what's important to him. That's where he sees his hatzlacha. And that's where he sees his simcha. So you say to him, we're three. That's what he associates it with. At that time in life, the boy associated with three with the basketball. And you say nine. He says, oh, nine is baseball. Except when Jews play. So then there are 14 guys. But otherwise, Stam in the Veld, there are nine people playing baseball. Right? So he says, nine. Oh, nine is baseball. For the boy, and then you say to the little girl, she's got her own inyana, whatever that is, her inyana. That's the association. That's when there's a connection. That's why that Indian of association is very important. That's when there's a connection. And that's something that works even in the middle of the person's sleep. When you wake up the person and say, you say, Arbi says imais. It becomes who the person is. That's when there's oinig in the simcha. That's when there's oinig in the simcha. Not that the kid should be sitting there waiting for the bell to end this the time that he's learning the Gemara, but to end the time that she's sitting there learning Chumash and Navi. But that it comes to the vacation that she's finished and he's finished. Etzem Hatzlacha HaSichlis. It's not even intellectually that there should be Hatzlacha. When they work with doctors or with lawyers, these they go to, I was never in medical school or law school, but I've spoken to a lot of the Chavra. They make it, like when you're in law school, whatever, that is drummed into the person, like, this is your whole mahus. Right? This is your whole mahus. Especially the first year, like, this is your whole mahus, this is it. And you have to eat and sleep and breathe this in you. That everything, your whole hatzlachin is this in you. That it becomes a feeling in that person that this is my life. This is my life. When they get the ball players, they drum it into their heads. They drum into their heads. The people of Big Mavidim had to do that, to get into your head. When you go to work for somebody and the boss is a masculine, so he has to take his workers and to somehow, you know, get into their heads. Like the whole mitzvah is like this. The whole mitzvah is like this. You see this? There's like every single Jewish magazine you open up now, there's this grocery store in Brooklyn. I was never there. I'm sure it's a very nice place. I never saw anything like this in my life. I know how much money they're spending on the advertising. And my kids are laughing about it. My wife is, but do you see? But everybody knows about it. Now they're spending a lot of money. But and they have these very like funny, you know, these things now. But like they have like, they didn't just normally if a person goes to a store, and there's a guy behind the counter. He said, "Give me a pound of coleslaw and some kugel," right? So that's like just the thing that you need: coleslaw and kugel. Person buys that for Shabbos. But here they're making like a thing, like this is, you have this deep personal relationship with, and they have like the guys with special shirts, and everything is with their little simmon, and they have like there was this thing in the magazine, the guy from the fish department, he's a sweet looking Jew, he says, call me on my personal cell phone. And all the fish, you ever see fish look like that in your life? I never saw fish look like that in my life. I've been, you know, my whole life, my mother sending me from the beginning, I was being sent to get fish. I never saw fish that were like so nice. Like, they look like that. And the guy stands, and you ever see a guy in the fish store that doesn't have blood all over him? Honestly, you ever see a guy in a takeout that's not filthy? When I grew up, I used to go to Meal Mart on Main Street. The guy was missing half of his fingers. And he used to tell you the story about each one. His name was Loser. And Loser used to say, oh, don't ask what happened over here. And he said, I didn't want to ask. He starts telling me the whole mice that happened. They went to the other side of the kitchen. He tried to get it. That's how it really is in life. But now you have this little place in Brooklyn, and you feel like you're coming to like Shangri-La to get a fish. And they created a whole, like, culture, they're trying to create a culture, and they got a radio program, and they got a whole thing to make. And you have to have a lot of money to do that, and a lot of time, I don't know, but to do that, and to create, not that it's an Indian, just that a person's going to shop, but when you walk into our store, you're coming into a different, like, dimension, into a place, a different world, and all these guys are going to be like these guys are going to be there like welcoming you into our store. Like I have them standing there like that in these pictures. That one by Kriya Siamsuk, you saw this? I can't even, you know, usually I get upset about these things. It was so funny. I couldn't even get upset about it. I tried. I couldn't even get upset because it was so funny. You have these guys, these like some like a little guy with payas and a little like a flappish guy. And these guys, and they're wearing those clean shirts with a little insignia, and they're standing by a thing they made of Pierce Yamsuf, and they say, Pesach doesn't have to be as hard as as splitting the Red Sea or something like that. I come to our store. And they're all like, come in to our store. What is that? You just go and buy some, you don't have to buy some fish and some kugel. What are they making like a, it's a chachma. It's a chachma. I told me a little bit this morning. It's a chachma how to do that. Akedekach, that a person feels that the guy that sells him fish is part of his life. It shouldn't be like that. You just go and buy fish. Now, you don't have to have a shaykhus there. To be friendly and everything, but not that like this is part of my life. And call me on my cell phone. What do you call me on your cell phone? I have to get a piece of fish, I have to call you on your cell phone. Like, you know, call me at night, even when I'm on vacation, no problem. You can call me by my children's shutter boxes. I'm here for you. I'll get you, what do you want? You want a carp? I'll get you a carp, no matter when, 24 hours. It's this craziness. But you could see from the marshal of what that is. That the idea is, how do you take a person from a place where something is just like a chore of life, and it becomes an etzem in your life? How do you get a person, now this is all narishkeit, but that's what all advertising is about. I want to be able to take somebody from something which is just a chore, something unnecessary, perhaps a necessary part of life, and I want to get that to a place where the person feels that it's the etzem of his life, that it's mamish his life, like depends on that somehow. Not that he'll die, but that it's very deeply tied into his whole existence on this world. And there's a big chachma that people have paid millions of dollars to do that kind of stuff. To give us the olam, which is a gailam, kiyadua, this idea, this feeling that there's something very, very, very relevant, that this guy in the picture that's selling fish is important to me. But of course he's a yid, but I'm saying that as a, like as my fish guy, you know, fish is something you just have to go buy and to put on your Shabbos table. There's nothing deeper than that. It doesn't mean anything more than that. There's no significance to it. It's just you have to buy it. And if you can go and throw your thing into the water and pull it out yourself, you wouldn't go to the guy at all. Of course, gefilte fish you can't catch like that. But and the chayin is for sure be a problem. But if you could go get it yourself, like in the old days, you go or go with a net and pull out a fish and put plop it on the table for Shabbos, you're set. But it's not. No, we have to make that there's a, you have a hiskashvus. And all this is for money. It's all for money. Of course it's all money. There's nothing, this guy calling him on his cell phone. Why? He cares about me? I mean, he's a yid. Of course he is. But I'm saying that. But the hiskashvus, what's the hiskashvus? That when you walk in the store, it should be an oinik, it should be a simcha. I have somebody in my family that goes shopping in one of the local stores. That's twice as expensive as all the other stores. And the five towns to begin with is twice as expensive as Brooklyn, right? So you're talking about something like four times what you'd pay in Flatbush or Borough Park, one of the stores here in the neighborhood. And I asked this person, so what? So she was complaining. It's for my mishpacha. She was complaining to me how expensive it is in that store. It's so expensive in that store. So she was talking to my wife, and I was doing something on the side there. And at some point I said, so why do you keep on going there if it's so expensive? Then why do you go there? She says, I'm going there for already, you know, for almost 20 years. And, you know, so you talk about loyalty, faithfulness. So why don't you go to the other store and you want to send this guy a check for his birthday in the first store? I mean, what do you mean? You're going there already 20 years. He's saying that it's so expensive, and that they're ripping us off, and it's scandalous, and somebody has to do something about it. So why don't you begin by going to a different store? Don't go to that store. Go to a different store. They work their Indians. They work their in. They got it. They got it. The guy says, oh, Mrs. So-and-so. Oh, man. Yeah, we'll take care of it. Don't worry. You'll pay us next. We'll bring it over. Sure, we have your address. Yeah, we'll bring it over. The guys, everybody in the store knows you live in this and this. Everybody knows you. You need them. We're friends. No, we're friends. You're just not a person to us. You're not just somebody that buys fish. You need this. We're good friends. This is a good friends. But that brings about is a feeling of oinig and simcha when she walks into the store. As silly as it sounds. Ad kedekach, that even though she knows she's being taken for a ride, even though she knows with all the smiles and everything else that they're overcharging her, it's worth it to her to go into the store and to have the familiar face giving a nice little wink, Mrs. So and so, and even the guy says, a good Shabbos, a good Shabbos, a good year. It's worth it to her. It's worth it for she go to that store like a robot. To understand, only to explain the marshal is unbelievable. Of when a person feels that I have a shaykhs to something. That not just a shaykhs, that my life is somehow tied up into this. Then you have people say, oh no, I can't shop anyplace else. What do you mean you can't shop anyplace else? That's not oxygen. I can't shop anyplace else. It's not your home. Tell me, I there's no place like home, I understand. But to say there's no place like some store on Central Avenue, that's strange. It's not your home. That the light of the seichel should be shining. And that the learning should be miskayim b'yodim. Not just that you learn, but the learning stays with you. You remember the learning. You live with the learning. You keep what you're learning. Why do you want to keep what you're learning? You want to keep what you're learning because you feel that it's your life. That's what it means. Not that I learn in the yeshiva and then I come back home and there's no shaykhis that I learned in the yeshiva. I can't understand. Yanki learns so much about midos tovas, and then when you come home, you act like such a rosha. One thing has nothing to do with the other. He's majoring in midos tovas. He's majoring in midos tovas. What does that have to do with his life? What does the Gemara have to do with his life? He doesn't understand, but one thing has to do with the other. But when a person's learning emuna and your shemayim and pnimis atayra, and he's seeing more and more and more how this mida is not just some irrelevant detail that some teacher uses to make my life miserable to ask me more questions on the next exam, but it's the mitzias of my life. It's the mitzias of my life. My Rebbe's not a salesman. That's my Rebbe. It's not the guy in the fish store. It's my Rebbe. It's Chai Olam, not Tavos Achenu. It's my life. To love a person, to love your Rebbe. To love your Rebbe because your Rebbe is giving you life. Your mom's intravenous. You're dying and your Rebbe is intravenous. It's not the guy in the fish store. I can't mean anything against it. You understand? It's mom's intravenous. That you're getting, you're going to die, and this is intravenous. That's how a person learns Torah. That's how a person looks at his Rebbe. Then the Talmudim is Meskayim B'Yodam. You learn now, we're now Sirius Oimer. So, by the Balei Musa, you know, they learn the 48 Kinyonim of Torah. You know what I'm talking about. The 48 Kinyonim that is in the 6th parak of Perkei Avos. 48 Kinyonim. In other words, if you look in the 6th parak of Perkei Avos, so over there, the kinyonim, that is Talmud, Bihas Halev, and so on. And the Musa yeshivas, they learned every day of Sfira till the end. And in the end, they brought every chazit all together, brought everything together, each day, to learn about and to think about and to try to incorporate into your life one of those kinyonim, one of the 48 ways of acquiring Torah. And there's Sfarim that are written on the Kinyonim, and so on. If you look at the Kinyonim, you just go, and Shabbos is a long day, and we're starting to pick you up, it's Parak Aleph, but skip ahead a little bit, look at the last parak. And you'll see, go over the 48 Kinyonim. Most of them have nothing to do with intellect. Have nothing to do with nothing to do with the mind. You have just the siddur, Nice about the neighbor. If you look at most of the Kinyanim. Begins with Talmud. Learning. Shmiyas Oizen, Arichas Vasahim, Binas Halev. And then, Eima, Yira, Fear, Anova, Humility, Simcha, Joy, Tahara. Could you imagine, come the first day into your organic chemistry class. And the teacher, the professor gets up and says, listen, Chavrit, organic chemistry is not easy, you know? So I want to give you 48 ways to excel, to be kinder, organic chemistry. Yeah? Here you go. Humility, simcha, joy, tahara, shimush chachamim. Shimush chachamim means waiting on the chacham, helping them, taking care, doing things for them. Loving and spending time with tzaddikim. Digdug chaver, pilpul tamidim. All right. B'miyut schayr, b'miyut dercheres. B'miyut sicha, b'miyut schayk, b'erach apayim, b'leiv tayv, b'munus chacham, b'kabbalas yisurim. I don't have to translate all these. Hamakas, b'kan sameach b'chelkai. In a maksik tayv la'atzmai. Ahuv, oyhevis amokam, oyhevis abriyas, oyhevis atzdakas, oyhevis amishar, oyhevis atzachachas, misrachik b'na kovid. The majority of the 48 kinyonim have nothing to do with seichel, with the intellect. There's no other subject in the world. There's nothing in the world that you'd say if you want to be able to excel in this subject that you have to have these kinyonim. The saying in the Braisa that without these one cannot truly acquire tayr, samech b'chelta, leiv tayv. Which is the whole tikkun of Sviyas Aymer. Lev Toiv. I need a Lev Toiv. A good heart. What does that mean? That a person makes himself into Kli for Torah. That's what it means. V'yor or sichlam v'yishiyah talmudim iskam v'yodam. Shogur b'fiyam. That the Torah should be in their mouths. In their mouths. U'mechunan al sifsaseyem. Mechunan and established on their lips. The biror, clearly, a behirus, also clear. Kol zat tolu lifi emek midas yirashamayim shiyakabu. That's what it's saying. Ema and yiran and avin and leiv tov. Calls that totally for emek or oimek midas yirashamayim shiyakavu. Emuna. This is Torah Hashem that I'm learning. It's not organic chemistry. V'kevan shiyedu shemidas yirashamayim istiras hi b'leiv ha'odim. Lefi oisa hamidas shumaisim alas liba. Yirashamayim doesn't come by itself. You have to work at it. Shumaisim. Alas, Levi, you have to put your heart into it. You have to learn it. That's why Rav Kook is encouraging this Rosh Hashiva, because in the yeshiva they're learning these limudim. Kol mashia, and he's trying to explain to the Rosh Hashiva that don't think there's a side subject just to get them to be more religious. This is for their learning. These are the kinyonim of Torah. This is how you acquire Torah. Imagine again the same thing. A person fails his organic chemistry test. And the professor says, what's going to be? You know, you failed. So the guy says to the professor, what do you expect of me? I'm not in a good mood. I'm not happy. It looks like you're out of space. Well, I don't care what kind of mood you're in. How come you didn't pass? I'm not happy. But in learning, if you see that there's a boy who's or a girl who's of normal intelligence and is failing in learning, is not successful in learning Torah, you have to worry about where's the simcha in this person. I mean, you always have to worry about that, but there's a connection between the kinyan of Torah and unhappiness. Unhappiness. The kid's unhappy. The Rebbe can't just say, look, it doesn't make a difference what's going on in your house and in your life. You're happy, you're not happy, you're depressed, you're not depressed. This is the Gemara that we learned. You have to... It can't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. Because there's a connection between Simcha and Kinyan HaTayr. Because Echad She says to the Mishnah, it's, and if there's something that's blocking that flow from six to she says to the Mishnah five, Chamisha Torah, Arba Yemayis, something's blocking that. These are the things that have to be cleared up and worked on. Binas Aleich. Leif Toiv, Anova, Ema, Yira. These are things that are conditions in learning Torah. There are many conditions for learning Torah. It's not just a matter of seichel. And it, conditions that in order for the seichel to be able to understand Torah. And so I'm spending a lot of time on this because it's such a yisoid in everything. It's so basic to Yiddishkeit. Shemesim alayas libay, kol masha yakiu v'yedu yosef yosef se'emes ha-gedoyla ha-zayis. The more the boys understand this great truth, then that's how much more precious the time that they're learning is going to be when they understand the great truth of what? Of the Bari Olam, of the Creator, of Amunah, of Yiddishkeit. Then, kach, ken yu yoyse yikarim beineim hazmanim. Haktsuvim, then the set times, the zmanim, the times that they have for learning will be so much more valuable to them. So much more precious to them. Shekrei Taras, he says, Yeh oisik imoim betalmudu shiyu shamayim. He says that he's writing this letter to the Rosh Hashiva, that you're oisik with them in learning Yeh shamayim, ipisayfim, pisvarim from tzaddikim. Umetaheres shvayi, in oisik hakadoshim, and it purifies the holy thoughts. Kibirkas Hashem asher olav. And the deeper they go into these inyanim, into these svarim, and learning these things, the akira v'yedu, and they'll recognize, and they'll understand, and they'll know. Ki atzmus shiyur shemayim mishtareshes hi ba'omek halev. Then the atzmus, the essence of yishemayim, becomes rooted in the depths of a person's heart. V'erech hamidus ha'tayvus, according to the midus tayvus shehin mishroshes bay. Then miyad yizdarzu lechais b'midas toivais v'yisharis. It's not enough just to advertise your new yeshiva that we're going to have midas, that all the kids are going to have midas toivais, and we're going to teach about midas toivais. That it should become mushrash on the person. Midas toivais v'yisharis. V'yishtadu liyos oyhavim zeh zeh v'ahuvim zeh lezeh. That's what it says. Ohuv and oyhev is abriyas. Beloved and someone who loves other people. That's how you acquire Torah. When a person understands more and more about the klal, about the Torah de la'ela, then he realizes, what does it mean? V'ahavt l'raha kamarich. What does it mean, friendship? What does it mean, ahava? What is another Jew? A Jew has a mechelik al kamal, a neshama, a nefesh al kis, to love a person. But if he doesn't know what a Jew is, if he doesn't know what a nefesh al kis is, if he doesn't know what the inyan of el kus is, then midas is another subject. It's another subject. If he happens to have very nice parents, and he's a very nice guy, then it'll be easy, you know, it'll be nice. But we start with as oyhavim zed, zeva ahuvim zelazer. See the Talmidei Rebbe Akiva that died during this time? That we can't even imagine how great they were. But there was, we know from the Svarim HaKadoshim, there was a separation between the Torah de la'ela and the Torah de la'zata. Something happened, a separation. Which is a separation between Abba and Ima, father and mother, which is the union that happens in this parasha with Nadav and Avihu. So Nadav and Avihu took the fire, without it being connected to the Ratzon Hashem. Whenever there's a disconnect between heaven and earth, there's tzaras. That's the reason. So that was an Eish Zara. It was a fire that wasn't from Hashem. And the Talmid Rabbi Akiva and the students of Rabbi Akiva, I have a love of a friend is not something which is just a feeling that you have. It comes with understanding. What does it mean? Another person, another Jew. And as great as the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, which were not even Masik, there was something about their greatness that had become detached from the Sheresh, from the root of each one's existence. And they died during this time of the 48 Kinyanim. They died. And Sof Kol Sof, like the Gemara says in Yevamos, that the whole generation was desolate. The whole world was empty because of these Talmidim died. Something was missing. And what? Leif Tov. So Sefir Yisayim is 49, says 32, and then his Tov, right, comes out to be 49, Leif Tov. Until Lag B'Ayim is Leif, and then after Lag B'Ayim is Tov. So the whole tikkun of the 49 days is Leif Tov. What does that mean? It means that in order for a human being on earth to receive the Torah that comes from heaven, you have to be a ladder that connects heaven to earth. You have to make the association between Echad and Echad Elokeinu Shebe Shamayim V'Arts. Shnayim, Shnei Luchos HaBrit, Shleish is Ovis, Arbi Mois, Chamishi Chamshei Tzara. You have to make that connection. That's a ladder that connects heaven and earth. And there was something missing with the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. They didn't make it to Shul. They died in between. Something was missing in the 48 Kinyanim. Or else they would have made it. They didn't get to the top of the ladder. It broke in the middle. And every year the Baruch Hashem was telling us, especially during this time, that Shavuos Torah, it's not a matter of intellect. It's not just a matter of understanding. There are ways to get to Torah. There's Chesed, there's Gevurah Tiferes, there's Netzach, there's Hoyd, there's Yisoid. There's ways to get to Torah. There are ways to connect to Torah. There's the 48 Kinyanim to connect to Torah. Mechavdam kol echem emes chaveiro. Mamish sviyasoyim a Torah, right? That each one should be mechabed, that the boys in yeshiva should be mechabed one the other. Mechabdam kol echem emes chaveiro. V'roitze b'chvaido b'tavos. All he wants is that for the other guy should be good. He wants it's not for himself covered. He wants this for the other guy. It should be good. Ba'akulam kashay kiyuv yedu shatzlochas alomim yikar v'chshuv v'yoyisim yikol hatzlochas ayoyis k'dol shodim yochel agi elayim hi hatzlochas shakadushas atara birchas ayira. To come to that point where they realize and they understand that there's nothing more valuable, there's nothing more precious than hatzloch in learning. And that only comes from a feeling for kadushas atara. But when you're learning, this is not something... You're learning this detail in halacha. It's not some dry thing, a piece of information. It's kedusha satira. She is said hadas amit is yiras Hashem reishis das. That's the beginning of understanding is yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem meaning feeling that picture, being connected to that picture of the whole of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Yuma Oid Kshum Be'ahava L'Rabam Umayram. Oid, they'll have the greatest love for their Rebbe, for their teacher. My Rebbe is giving me life. My Rebbe's giving me mamish life. It's not a teacher. It's not a professor. Hamadrichem Ba'archas HaTorah. The one who's guiding me along the pathways of Torah is connecting me from earth to heaven, from heaven to earth. He's holding my hand and taking me on this ladder, on this trip. It's not biology. It's not history. You finish school, you finish that course, goodbye, you don't have to see this guy the rest of your life. You don't want to see this guy the rest of your life. When it comes to English, whatever. Who's your Rebbe? A Pesachlef named Sharm Skurim. Your Rebbe is opening up before you gates that were locked. Treasures, mamish, he's opening up before you. Leroy Smide Avram, Micheda Lacheda Bechadiat, he takes you from one room to the next room, in the palace of Torah, he takes you from one room to this treasure. You never saw such a thing. Then he takes you, wow, I never imagined such a thing. What I thought was a treasure, that last room is nothing compared to this next, to this new room, of this new pshat in the Rashba and the Ritva. Oitzvus ha'ayra, treasures of light, ha'gedoyla na'adarim, b'gedusha gnuz and tmunim, but the treasures of light that are contained, that are hidden in every word of Torah. And the Rebbe is the person who's taking you to those rooms. She'en eftachem tomim b'dayayim b'yayim, lo'hege te'yir Hashem cheshem. These treasures are opened up every single day before those who are learning Torah and thinking about God. If not, It's another Tosis, another Gemara, another semester, another teacher, another Rebbe, another test. Get me out of here. Just get me out of here. And on top of everything, all of you were talking about 2 weeks ago, that the feeling that they have to be there because else, whatever, they're not going to be looked up to by our little Jewish society because they're not staying in yeshiva till they're 23 or 24. So they're going to be looked down upon. The girl's afraid to marry anybody because he's not learning. He's, you know, all the other stuff that goes with it. So the guy's trapped. These beautiful midas, just another second to finish. It's natural that anybody who's learning Teres Hashem, the Kedusha of the Torah will make him a person who's wearing the crown of Chayn. He's a beautiful person, a beautiful Shainiyid. Everything about the person is beautiful. How he talks, how he is at business, how he is with friends. He wears a crown of Chayn. That's when the Torah de la Sata is connected to the Torah de la Eila. But if the Torah is just a subject, then you could be the sharpest guy in the Shia, and you could be the sharpest guy out of the Shia that makes everybody broken and miserable because you have to say sharp things to insult them, to hurt them. So the same sharp guy in the Shia is the sharp guy in the street. In the Shia, he's saying over a good trap and places, and over here, he's making fun of his friend. Sharp. A teres chayin v'kavod. Hein heinam avias l'yashamayim ha'mitis l'vroch g'dayim ha'etzah chayim sh'makor ha'tayr v'achoch ma'amitis, that brings to the treasure of life that comes from the source of tayr v'achoch ma'amitis and true chochma. U'b'hadrocha zu, with this type of hadrocha, nikava betach beza Hashem's baruch, I hope with great confidence, with Hashem's help, sh'tia b'chaz Hashem, that the Baruch of Hashem and the light of Hashem's holiness should be upon you, the Rosh Yeshiva, v'chol tamidim, and all of your students, hashoysim etzomez, that are drinking thirstily from all that you're teaching, v'yizkel ahagdil ter l'hadira, to bring to the glory of Torah, k'chefetz l'vavo hatar, as your pure heart so much wants, v'chefetz yedidai elyon, and as the friend, and as Rav Kook was speaking about himself, and this too is the desire of your friend, derish loim, Terasa, who is seeking your peace, b'chol leiv v'nefesh chafetz ha-metzap l'tshuas Hashem, al ama v'nachlosa, the one who is waiting for the, who's waiting with great longing for the salvation of Hashem, for his people and for his nachla, for his land. That's what it means to learn. That's what it means to learn Torah. That's the program of teaching Torah. And how Rav Kook wanted to bring that lemais into the oilam of asiyah shabasiyah, we're going to be learning about throughout the Sefer HaSatay, the Shabbos.